Shir Tanya for the 28th day of Tishrei, Chof Ches Tishrei. So we're in the middle of chapter Chof Hei in the Geres HaKodesh, the 25th letter. The Alter Rebbe is discussing how the Shekhinah descends, the idea of the Shekhinah, Malchus, Dibur of Hashem, descends into the world. So the Alter Rebbe is going to add now that in this world, it doesn't go straight from Malchus. In the world of Malchus, that Silus, it creates the Neshamas. In the world of Bri, it creates the Neshamas and Malachim, Yitzirah. But in this world, there's another intermediary between the Malchus and the creation. There's another intermediary, what takes place. So he says in the parentheses, Ela Shaba'arzei So'iv de Gilulim. And this goes specifically for the lands of the idol worshipers, which means outside of Eretz Yisrael. The Shekhinah's present in Eretz Yisrael is much more present than the Shekhinah is anywhere else in the world. In the lands of the Eved Gelulim, HaChayis Hu Alidei Islapshus Sorim Achitzenim. That vitality comes first down by being dressed up in the outer Sorim, officers. Those officers, those are the 70 nations, the Sorim, the officers of the 70 nations, HaMemunim Al Ayin Umis. They are appointed over the 70 nations. So from the Malchus, it goes to the 70 Sorim, it goes to the 70 officer, and they distribute it amongst their other people. The Hainu, that is, Sheyoyred Nitzutz Midvar Havaye Hanikra B'Shem Malchus Dasilu. So that a spark from the Dvar Hashem, which is called Malchus Dasiya. Yeah, go ahead.
When I read this on Wednesday, I got a little confused, and I thought it might have cleared it up, but the way it seems is, right now, we're under the 70 nations, because we're outside of Israel?
The
patron angels?
There is a certain level of blockage that it doesn't allow for us to get it directly. We can have sometimes battles. Jews are in general, all the time, we'll see as he says over here, but Jews in general have another connection to Hashem. But in Golus, technically, we are under them as well, not just like in Golus.
Not fully revealed
over here.
If we were in Israel,
it would be, yeah. Well, in Israel, even today, in Israel, there's more, there's a more presence of the Shekhinah.
Oh, there is more presence.
Yeah. Let's see what he says over here. So there's that spark that comes from Dvar Hashem, which is Malchus. We're calling it Malchus. The Malchus Atziyah, that shines on the officers of above in a way of Makif. No, it doesn't go inside them. They just get it in a surrounding way. Doesn't actually dress up in them. The Shekhinah doesn't dress up into the Ayin Sorim. Elo. But rather, a vitality from this shine is extended to them. So it shines in them in a way surrounding, not inner. And from these sorim, it extends the vitality to the goyim. So specifically, he says to the goyim, and to the animal, birds, tame animals, wild animals, birds, that are in their land. Ula'oretz ha'gashmi, and to the physical land. Ula'shamayim ha'gashmim she'em ha'galgalim, and also to the physical sky, which is the galgalim, as we learned also in the Rambam, are all these spheres, the tisha galgalim, there's 18. Elo. But there is a difference also in the how it comes down from the sorim. Shamayim va'oretz u'behemes v'chayis v'ofes tohidim, that when you have the heavens and the earth, even though they come down from the sorim, in the klipas itself, in the sorim itself, there's two categories. There's klipas noiga, which has some light in it, and there's shalosh klipsat meis. So the shamayim va'oretz u'behemes v'chayis v'ofes tohidim, just the heavens and the earth and the tame and wild and birds that are toher, that are kosher, nishpoyim klipas noiga. their flow comes from the klippa of Noiga, which is, has some light. Vatmeim, and for Shev the Kalulim, is Mishar klippas, comes from the rest of the, from the other klippas. But yet, they all come from that makif, from the malchus that shines in them. So, v'hine, shomayim v'oretz, v'chol asher bohem, v'arz yishev dikululim kulum. So the heavens and the earth and everything in the lands of the kululim. Because there's also a difference when we say the land and the shomayim, it's a different, the land of Israel is different. Taka, it's not that. This is talking about the land of the Evdi Gilulim, in their lands, not in the land of Israel. So, in the Shemayim V'orot, in the Arsiv Gilulim, Kulam, K'lo Mamash Chashivi, L'gabi HaSorim, Shem Chayosu Mekayumam. So they are considered like nothing, no importance, relative to their officers, which provide for them their chayis. In other words, it's not like they're on a high level, because even relative to their Sorim, they're considered like nothing. And these sorim are considered like nothing relative to the chayis that extends to them from the spark, from the words of Hashem that comes from them from above. So this is trying to show you how distant it is. So now, so do they have really a spark of godliness in them? So he says yes, notwithstanding that they're considered like nothing, that it's such a degradation, it's been degraded so much. Still, the chayis that comes into them from this shine, who bechinas golus b'toicham, is in a level of golus in them. Chelochem nikroim b'shem. That's why it's called other gods, because they have gods, but it's other gods, which means that spark is in exile there. Bekorulay Elokod Elokaya. They call Hashem the God of the gods. So that's also a god for them, their spark, their life. But they say Hashem is the God of the gods. Shigam Haim Haim Bechina Selakus. Because they too are a level of godliness. Shegam hein hein b'china selakus. Velochein ha'ev de gilulim ha'nishpoim mehem. And that's why the idol worshippers that are influenced or are, get the flow from them, from the sorim, hem ev de zorim mamish. They actually worship avei de zorim. Ad Ace Kates, until the time, the end of times, Sheibula Hamovas Vasitra Akhra, when it says that the death will be swallowed for eternity, and the Sitra Akhra the other side, Vos Epachal Amim Khulu, and the Pasuk says, I'll turn around all the nations, they'll serve Hashem, Likri Kulum B'Shem Hashem. Everybody's going to call the name Hashem. So, basically, in that Chayis, Venikra Gamkin, so it comes out that their chayis, their life, also comes from Hashem. So there is a lekim in them as well. Eventually comes out a total denial of Hashem. Venikra Gamkin, Mishem Golos Ashchina, and that's why it's also called the exile of the Shchina. Ma'acha Shechayizah Shebevchinas. Golus b'toicham, because this vitality which is in exile in them, huma ore hanim sheches lehem hanitzutz midvar havaya nikra b'shem shchina, because the their life that is in there eventually comes from the shchina, comes from the malchus, it comes from malchus the asiyah, it comes, and that malchus the asiyah has descended into the golus, into the klippas, into the sorim, and into the avodah zarah, in which they worship avodah zarah. So it turns out that the Shekhinah is everywhere. The Shekhinah is even in there. So, now what happens? So it turns out this was always that way. From the time of the Eitz Hadas, in which the Klippas received an extra chayis, that's when it started that the divine goes down all the ways to the Klippas from the Eitz Hadas. So that means that that energy that they receive is only like from the hind part of Kedusha. So what happens is, it wasn't fully in the Klippas. So even when the Chet Eitz Hadas took place, somewhat of the hind part of the spark of the energy came down to the Klippas. Ach, Shegolu Yisroel Lebein Ha'umis. But after the Jewish people exiled amongst the nations, where do Yidden hold on? What's the root of Yidden? Yidden have the pnimis, not the back. We're connected to the Eibishter, the Eibishter's face, the Eibishter's rotz. So we have the Eibishter's rotz and we have the Eibishter's face. God forbid, when we do an Aveda, then we're actually bringing down the spark. A complete, not only the back part, we're bringing down the Shekhinah itself into Golus. That's a complete exile, because also the Pnimius is Nimshech to the Sorim. So the Yidden who have a connection to Hashem with Pnimius, when they do an Aveda, they're bringing down the Pnimius of the Eibishter into the Ayin Sorim, which gives the vitalization to the all the clippers and Bazomer Razal, this is where our sages tell us, Golu le'edim shechina imohem, that when the Jews exiled to Edom, the divine went along with them, because they slept along, because when a Yid does an Aveda, and that means he exiles to Edom, he slept down the Shekhinah with them. So while the Shekhinah is in exile anyways, so they do have a spark, but that's the point, they do have a spark. And they're actually... And they realize Elokod Elokai. The only problem is they think that themselves of Elokus also. That's the Klippas. That gives the chayis to all the goyim and to all the gashmis. And when a yid does an aveda, so the question you asked before, what happens with the yid? Does a yid get the hamshacha? It depends what happens. What the yid does when a yid does limudat Torah and is mekayim the mitzvahs and is not spiritually in exile, but he stays connected with the Eibishter, so then his Amshoche is directly, doesn't go through the Ayin Sorim. But when a Yid brings down the Shekhinah, it says also in other places, not here, Neitel Chelik Barosh, he brings down more energy to the Shekhinah, to the Ayin Sorim, to the 70 Sorim from the Shekhinah, so then he's under the Golos, that's why, and he brings the Shekhinah with him. So it really depends how he behaves. And that can happen even if you live in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, even if you live in Eretz Yisrael, that can happen. And also, I'm not sure, possibly, that there's not the same level during the time of Eretz Yisrael, the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and the time now, because now Eretz Yisrael is also not in its full holiness as it was. Notwithstanding the fact that Kedusha in Ezozim and Koyma, Kitchel Lashait, it's always on a much different level. But it's also not the same when the Beis HaMikdash, when Mashiach will come, even Eretz Yisrael will be in a higher level. So all this leads us to understand that we have Elokus, we have godliness in the world.